Hello and welcome to the S Word Stuff segment. This is Stuff segment number 32.
32. Wow, what an age.
I thought we stopped that like 10 jokes ago.
It's the age you reach when you realize your dreams aren't going to happen.
I thought that was 35.
Sure, for maybe for you.
All right, anyway, let's run through the mailbag.
How old are you, Ian? I'm 32. Yeah. Oh.
All right, anyway, let's run through the mailbag real quick. To make this faster, I'll just read all of them for you guys.
Yeah, who are we?
Who are you guys? Why are you here?
I'm Santa.
Are you Santa?
Jump up, give me the toys!
It's Christmas creep. Christmas creep.
Oh, yeah, Christmas creep.
Yeah, aren't you a turkey? You should be a turkey right now. That's what's seasonal.
Oh, we get to shoot him then!
Or leftover candy.
I'm leftover candy.
And by leftover candy, we mean?
Kevin Chu.
Thank you.
I am Sung Lee.
This is Ian Kolb.
Ian, how do you spell your name?
That's all right.
Is it E-A-N?
No, it is not E-A-N.
From now on, to distinguish this Ian from the other Ian, you will be E-A-N Ian.
Sure. I'm going to hit you, Kevin.
All right.
I'm not sure when I'm going to stop.
Let's start. Here's our first email from Taylor Frick. I just chose this email because I like his name. I just got around to listening to your Evangelion podcast because I insisted that I finally learn why there was a giant naked Rey in the movie. So I rewatched the series before I listened to it. Anyway, I have a few questions and suggestions. In the Sunrise podcast, could you list your favorite robots? And let's see. Who...
Just any robots, right?
Didn't we already do that?
Oh, yeah. Oops.
How about our favorite giant robots? All right, that'll work.
Wait, was that a stuff segment where...
Yeah, we've done our favorite robots before, but not giant robots.
Okay.
So mine is Statue of Liberty. And
but only Statue of Liberty when it has like the goo, right?
Yes,
Ghostbusters 2.
That's not a robot, though. They
control it with a joystick. It counts.
That's true.
Okay. Fine.
They have an old school.
I think there are metal parts inside the Statue of Liberty.
There are many metal metal pieces, as a matter of fact. All right. Who would you cast for the main characters in the Ava live action movie? Oh my God, that's right.
Paul Rudd, Steve Carell,
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, yeah.
Elizabeth Banks.
Just take 40-year-old virgin and recast.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just take everything and recast.
Michael Cera. I want Michael Cera as Shinji.
Michael Cera should play every role.
Yes, he should play. He should put on a mustache and be Gendo. Yes.
You know, I think that movie would be more successful if they turned it into a parody, and then instead of actually having really good giant robot fights, just have people in suits. With like tiny little cityscape models.
Ooh, they can get Jet Li and Jason
Statham. Godzilla movies.
They can get Jet Li and Jason Statham in suits and fight each other. Because...
You know, those two have never been in a movie.
I know,
together.
Right?
I don't know why.
I know. So anyway, that's thank you to Taylor Frick. On Cal writes,
We did a great job with that one.
I know, right? My first time writing in, finally catching up with the latest episode, having started only just a bit before you guys went on hiatus. Anyway, throughout my listening to the podcast, I've often wondered how old you guys are. And while I've been able to deduce the average age of you S-worders to be about 27 to 28, I couldn't really pin down the range of your ages. But I'm thinking mid-20s to mid-30s. Let me know how close or far off my estimate is.
You're close.
You're very close.
I'm 32.
I'm also 32. Sung, I think, is 17 forever.
No, I'm 32.
Oh, okay.
And I'm 78.
Got it. Also, I've noticed that many of the ones you get are often for anime, video games, movies, or something else completely, and that there aren't too many suggestions for music topics. Many of the ones you guys do get are pretty much just random songs by well-known artists. Not even like really, really famous songs that are synonymous with their artists, like Sweet Home Alabama, or Sunshine of Your Love, or Smoke on the Water, or even Stairway to Heaven. You can't really get more famous than Stairway, unless you want to do Freebird.
Sweet Home Alabama, why don't you just say Lynyrd Skynyrd then?
Yeah,
then
Skynyrd is an S-word.
Freebird.
All right, so here are the musical suggestions. Let's start. Sid Barrett, who was the original frontman of Floyd.
Okay. Here's the thing about the music topics. It's not all the people that we know these
Some of them would know more
music.
Than others, yeah.
Yeah.
Bon Scott for AC/DC, The Scorpions. Carlos Santana, we might get a good topic out of that. He's a local guy.
I guess so.
Slash. Sun could talk all about Slash.
Yeah, didn't you just see Slash recently?
Yeah, at the U2 concert.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen, classic.
Yeah, we can do something about Springsteen.
R. Strauss.
Do you think we should just take a whole bunch of these artists that have S in their name and just a
S
giant
music.
Music episode?
Maybe.
S-music.
S-music. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Bloody Sabbath. The Black Sabbath album, which you can use to talk about. Ozzy.
Sabotage.
Yeah. sabotage. Didn't that come up in our Star Trek episode? I forget.
No, that's Sabotage for Beastie Boys. Sabotage is a band.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Strange Days to get into the Doors. Sticky Fingers for the Rolling Stones. Why don't we just do it the Stones?
Or Sticky Fingers for its own topic.
That would be a scrap. I don't even want to know what that scrap would sound like.
It'd be part of the spinoff for Evangelion.
Of course. Can't really find much of anything to fit in Tool.
Yeah, okay.
But only Chris would be able to talk about them at any length. Well, that's it for this week. Well, thank you, OnCal.
Couldn't we just do a stuff segment that's actually pretty long where we just say, like, your top five S-related music topics? Everyone just goes through their own briefly that way.
That would work. I think I could do that.
Because it's really hard to take care of these kind of topics sometimes.
Yeah, we'll call that episode S-music.
Or stuff.
Yeah, okay, that works too.
Well, I could pick out one song that I would pick. At the very least.
Let's see here. Here's a suggestion from Tommy from Texas, who wants us to talk about successes. Successes, that is to say, what are your top three or five proudest moments and accomplishments in your life so far? You know, those things that just make you look back with a huge feeling of pride. So that would be a pretty good episode.
Successes are not nearly as much fun to talk about as failures, to be perfectly honest.
Maybe we can do successes and failures. What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Maybe they're all the same.
In some cases, my successes are my failures.
Exactly.
That's true enough.
That's just because of spin, Kevin.
All right. Let's see here. Antidom says, it certainly has been a while since I've written in, but here I am once again. It was refreshing to hear that there are people out there far more terrified of scary movies than I am myself. Quick question. What's up with the absence of Amy lately? The cast just seems so empty without her. It is good, however, to hear your voices again after Kevin's absence. So where has Amy been? Well, she's been in New York. She's been sick. Food poisoned.
And flu poisoned.
You can poison people with the flu?
Sure.
All right, sure. All right.
She's been sick for like 3 weeks now.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. But she's been around.
And also, once it gets to winter, you probably won't hear from her for even longer because
skiing.
She is snowboarding.
Oh, sorry.
She's a snow bunny.
She's a snowboarding addict. Basically.
Yep. Here's one from Matt Higgins, who says, Dear Podsters, it's good to have you back. Regarding Stuff 31, why all the squeamishness when it comes to horror movies? Do you think it's because you're still not desensitized to it after all these years? Or does seeing too much when you were young still adversely affect you to this day?
I will say that I missed out on it because I was in SoCal during that recording, but I love horror movies. I've watched a lot of them.
And I like horror movies, too.
At all. Well, not at all, but I mean, like, There are certain horror movies that I don't like, but at least, you know, the classic horror, like classic monster movies, I watch them all, so.
Mine is mainly I have a terrible fear of ghosts. I actually do, every once in a while, think ghosts are real. So when ghosts do bad things to people, I think it's possible, right? Because ghosts have no bounds. They can do anything. They can show up anywhere, like, So that's why freak me out.
So I'm taking you to the bathroom at Hogwarts, right? With like its millions of ghosts.
No. See, those are nice. I'm saying like evil ghosts where it's like, especially like Japanese kind of ghosts, right? No, poltergeists I'm fine with because like you don't really see like Japanese horror ghosts, like, you know, the Ring and the Grudge. They break the bounds of reality for ghost rules. Yes. See, ghosts, you're not supposed to be able to see. They're just supposed to do stuff. And I can accept that. I also have a hard time with ghosts, like, possessing people, because then they're back to reality, right? I want my ghosts to be, like, non-visible, or if they're visible, Ghostbuster-ish.
Right, right.
Like monster ghosts, not real people dead and all freaky ghosts.
But then, like, the way I see the Japanese ghosts, are they, like, they just, like, pulling pranks on people?
Yeah.
Like, they just mess with you.
Yeah, I don't like them being messed with. I have no problem with ghosts, like, whatever, get out of my house, it's haunted and all that crap. I just don't like ghosts that are just like, now I can kill you. Because ghosts shouldn't be able to.
It does seem odd that ghosts can, like, pour gasoline on things. It does seem a bit outside their normal territory.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand ghosts just being there, but ghosts being able to hurt you is like, that's the bound where it freaks me out. And I start thinking, can they?
So no Nightmare on Elm Street for you?
Nightmare on Elm Street I can watch probably now.
Personally, I'm squeamish about not necessarily violence, but I just don't... I really don't appreciate modern horror where it's all in the sound a lot of the time, where it'll be really, really quiet, really, really quiet. Loud noises!
Oh, you mean jump scares?
Yeah, I don't. I just despise jump scares. I really appreciate, you know, old-style horror, where it was all about the mood and it was all about that kind of stuff, but I just can't stand it when there is something that is designed to make you jump out of your chair for the sake of jumping out of your chair.
Yeah, I hate it when it's just a cat.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's happened in so many movies, and I'm tired.
And then you've got the fall of, oh, God, it was just my cat. Well, everything's fine. Oh, my God, I'm being stabbed.
Oh, the one I hate the most, when they look in the mirror and then nothing's there, and they, like, wash their face, and they look again, and then something's there, and they have the sound. God, I hate that.
Yeah.
Because in my life, when I look at a mirror, I'm freaked out because of that. I don't like looking in mirrors after I've looked in the mirror and
Kevin,
didn't look
I've
at it
anymore.
Kevin,
I've already told you, if you went and saw that plastic surgeon, it wouldn't be an issue.
No, this guy, this Ian, likes to show up out of nowhere when I'm at home. I'll be like, oh, hey, Ian, and then all of a sudden I go off to do something. I turn around, he's there, and he's like, hey, Kevin, God! This guy.
For clarification purposes, what he means by that is, he'll be in the kitchen, and I'll walk over to get the remote to the TV or something and say, oh, hey, Kevin, how was your day? From 20 feet away, he'll be, oh, my God, don't sneak up on me!
Ian, earlier today we were having a conversation about who in this house would be most likely to snap and just take a weapon to the world, and I think we found our number one candidate.
Yes.
Kevin will just be running around screaming, going, ghosts! Ghosts everywhere!
It's certainly a possibility. Like I told you, there are three of us here, and I think each one of us is cautiously eyeing the other two, wondering which one, if not themselves, is going to be the first to snap.
It's going to be me.
I will bring up this story that I would have brought up in that episode if I had been in it, which was, my older brother was, like, going to show his wife Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, and because she wanted to see it, and he was like, are you sure? It's really, really scary, because, like, you know, like, when I was a little kid, I was freaked out by it and all this other stuff. And she's like, yeah, it's going to be fine. So she watches it, and she's laughing throughout the whole movie because it apparently did not age well.
And, oh, no, it doesn't. That's why I can watch it now.
Yeah.
The new one may not be so easy to pass off.
Oh, yeah, they're remaking it, right?
What is it?
I saw the trailer for it. It looks interesting.
Also, I forgot the name of the actor. Jackie Earle Haley is going to be the new Freddy.
What?
And, yeah.
Huh.
Do you know? Not Haley Joel Osment. Jackie Earle Haley.
The guy
in,
who was Rorschach, right? Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. I was not thinking of Haley Joel Osment, but now I have him in my head as...
Because I was about to say Haley Joel Osment. I'm like, wait, that's not right.
Although it would make for a much more interesting movie, I have to admit.
Haley Joel Osment's going to be... I can't think of anything. I'm sorry.
All right. So anyway,
so could you watch The Thing then? You could watch.
I could probably watch The Thing.
Thing.
I know I can watch. I can watch Night of the Living Dead. I can watch Nosferatu.
Wait, the new one or the old one?
The old one.
Oh, okay.
There's a new Night of the Living Dead?
You probably think it's the old one. There's a really old one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I will say, like, my line with horror movies is like, I could take, you know, the monsters hacking people up to bits and stuff like that. You know, it's very over the top. But what I don't like is, like, the Saw type stuff.
The modern age of torture porn?
Yeah, modern.
But that's not really horror, right? That's more like
horror. But that's kind of like a subdivision within horror. Because the whole point is you're supposed to be scared because you don't know whether the guy's going to get out or not. At this point, you can just assume not.
Yeah.
I had to watch a bunch of those. And
horror isn't just being scared. It's also about the gore. And this is just gore.
Yeah. Well, the gore is there to shock you, and it's harder and harder these days to shock people, which is why the Saw and Final Destination franchises exist, is to try and shock people.
Final Destination is I'm fine with because it's just silly.
The thing that's funny about Saw is that it doesn't even need to have the extreme gore to... It actually has a pretty kind of interesting story development throughout all the movies.
It could. I think they're like
it would not
80,
do as well.
80% No. What? Not that. I was saying just about 80% of the way there with the plot and the story. And yeah, I mean the gore probably helps make the movie, or at least that's probably what gets enough people into the box office. But I've seen 1 through 4 now, and I don't really feel like I need to watch the others. I could just watch the first four again, and I'd get pretty much the whole story again.
Well, it's because the whole Jigsaw thing is pretty much over, and they're trying to continue it with other people.
Yeah, the guy died like 3 years ago, and he's still, or 3 movies ago, and he's still in the movies.
Oh, the Saw guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The thing about Saw is that it seems to me like a much more graphic version of Seven.
Oh yeah,
because can't take Seven, you're gonna like vomit from Saw.
Yeah,
actually, like I think my main problem with it is that there's nothing supernatural about it.
So it's like the opposite for me.
I never wanted to become a doctor is because I don't like actually, you know,
seeing blood and all that stuff. Yeah,
that makes sense.
I mean, I like it in a supernatural context. I don't like it.
In the supernatural sense, you know, logically. Oh, this can't happen. Then you see Jigsaw or even the Scream movies, and you say,
that's kind of gross.
Technically, this could. But it's the same thing. I have family that says about most of the Tom Clancy books, but the movies too. They say that's really what scares the crap out of them because, you know, what if someone did sneak a nuclear bomb in here? That's not technically outside the realm of possibilities.
But it mostly is. But anyway.
Well, it's more likely than ghosts.
Yes, yeah. This is, no, I'm just kidding.
It's more likely than Swamp Thing coming up.
I believe in ghosts, and I think it's more likely than ghosts.
So anyway.
Well, just throw Kiefer Sutherland in there, and he'll solve it all.
Ghost Kiefer Sutherland.
Bum-bum.
The last question from Matt is, what would you guys do if you had a universal edit button like Adam Sandler and Click? What one scene from one movie would you cut out entirely?
Oh, man. The possibilities are endless. Can we cut out an entire movie?
or three?
Or a trilogy?
Yeah, so the thing was that he specifically mentioned me and that one scene that I really hate in Serenity.
Oh, okay. I would cut out all of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I can accept the existence of the prequel Star Wars trilogy because kids like it and everything, but I don't think kids like Indiana Jones 4. So I'm going to say Indiana Jones 4. All of it. All
right. Anybody else have a contribution?
I just want his wife from that movie.
Indiana Jones's?
No.
What?
From Click.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, I can't. It was the girl from Underworld.
Kate Beckinsale?
Kate Beckinsale, yeah.
And Ian?
It's nothing jumps to mind. I'm sure later on tonight I'll be watching something and realize, yes, this needs to be destroyed.
I'd cut about 12 endings from the end of Lord of the Rings.
But then there wouldn't be an ending.
I just want to make sure.
You mean 11 endings,
right? 11 endings, okay.
That.
What?
What?
Kate Beckinsale was in that movie, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
So,
someone's going to write an email to us like, oh, I can't believe you got... Okay.
What would you actually cut out, Sung? Anything?
Not particularly.
What about when you saw Audition?
I haven't actually seen that's the movie where
watch it, right?
Yeah, it's in the same realm of it's real, you know, and plus it's Japanese, which means that they're ultra
real.
Yeah, actually I think what I would really cut out other than Alan Tudyk randomly getting spiked in the chest in Serenity.
Spoiler,
which I'm still bitter about.
It's really old, whatever.
Yeah. I think it would be, let me think, it was this one scene in a Western that I was thinking of. It was it a Western or was it a samurai movie? They run together in my head now. Crud.
Sukiyaki Western Django is both Japanese and Western, not samurai.
I think there were some really dull parts of Seven Samurai that I could try and edit out, but I don't think I would do that. You have to take it as a whole, it's true.
Couldn't you just cut out all the gory parts of Seven?
Yeah, okay.
So that you could watch it and actually see the story.
That is right, actually. You have a very good suggestion there. I would cut out the really gory parts of Seven and so that I could watch it and so that the horror was, you know, much more in my own head than on screen, which I think I would be able to deal with.
Delete.
All right.
Or edit. That is a certain movie that we also, that a lot of us on the table saw earlier this year. Namely, something that starred Kristen Crook.
Would you just delete the entire movie?
Yeah.
The Chun-Li movie? There were great parts in that movie. Like, Sheshe Baba means, I
love you, Dad. And Egg Roll.
It doesn't possibly mean thank you, Father.
So anyway, thank you to Matt. Shia, Matt.
I love you.
I love you. So anyway, Patrick Schulz writes in and asks, all right, a question for the panel at large. Have zombies become boring?
Yes.
No, yes. Because they've been reinvented in a lot of cool ways.
Zombies in video games have become intensely boring.
I think Zombieland is, fun, but...
In video games, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
In zombies films, in... I'm always fine with more zombies. But,
so,
like, God,
so you're not gonna
like, in every game now is trying to have zombies.
So you're not going to play Dead Rising 2? Or are you?
If it has co-op, I might play it. Dead Rising was fine. That was in the beginning.
You know, earlier today, we were just talking about, you know, the whole movement of, like, people going on the background bandwagon of the fast-moving zombies. I started playing Uncharted because it came with my roommate's PS3. And, spoiler, even that game has zombies.
Yes, that ruins the game. I can't believe I can say that zombies ruined a game.
Wow.
Intensely ruined. Uncharted 2 has lack of zombies.
A follow-up question to that in this email is, so if zombies are old, what's going to replace them?
What is the new thing? We've done dinosaurs, zombies, inanimate objects coming back to life, birds.
Dead Japanese chicks.
What is that? Wolfmen really never caught on.
Vampires are becoming soft.
They're trying to bring back wolfmen.
Yeah, but what about creatures from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah, or
what
swamp
about
things.
Things? I love things. Man things. Well,
giant-sized man things.
Yeah, it's all these days undead. The undead. Vampires and...
Well, the undead gives you that special edge in the sense that it seems reasonable that you have to shoot it a whole lot and it still won't die. You look at, like, wolfmen and things like that, you shoot something that's, you know, part human and part wolf, both of those things die when you shoot them. So, the idea that they're harder to kill or that they're immortal...
And also they're mindless and you don't mind killing a whole bunch of them.
How about a return to supernatural serial killers, you know, the Freddys, Jasons, and Michael Myers of the world?
But I thought that's been coming back anyway.
Yeah, they've been doing that, too. Like, Rob Zombie's
been, like,
done the new...
Too big of a deal.
Yeah, the Halloween series.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and then remaking Freddy, like we said.
And Aliens haven't really come back either.
Yeah, that's true.
Although there's that new movie, Predators.
Oh, they're making that?
Yeah. With Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, no. I never thought I'd say this, but oh, no, Robert Rodriguez?
Hey, if it's just like Shark Boy and Lava Girl, it'll be fine.
Or Spy Kids 3D.
Or what was that terrible movie that came out this year?
Tall Tales?
No. Short Tails? Shorts.
That's what it is. Yeah. All right, let's keep moving on. The last suggestion in this email is to get Dom hammered sometime and put him on a microphone.
That's the Smashed podcast coming later in February.
It'll come.
That'll be a fun one.
It will be.
That will be here, and there'll be a lot of coasters.
All right. All right, so thank you very much. Next up, we have... Becca Cora. Hey, everyone at S-Words. I just finished listening to the Sims episode and was very pleased to see love for Sim Tower.
Yeah, Sim Tower.
Woo! I just saw it at a garage sale, but alas and alack, my computer is too good to run such a classic.
Yeah, garage sale. Woo! Game Boy SP.
However, I was dismayed to discover that you are all ignorant of the most ultimate of all Sim-style games,
Sim
Afterlife.
Farm? Oh. Well, the thing is, Afterlife, I had played a lot. I just didn't consider it because I thought we were just doing sim game, like the
Sim series.
Yeah, it
doesn't have the
word. We tried to keep the word
sim
in it.
Yeah.
So, sorry, we like Afterlife. But...
I like it. It's clever and funny.
And before I go, I just want to say thank you for sparing me from the fiery wreckage of my car on many occasions. You are the only thing I've found so far that keeps me from falling asleep behind the wheel on long drives. I also want to send a shout out to my big brother, Simon, who just introduced me to S-Words, and to plug his podcast on gaming, the Zen of Onslaught podcast.
Zen of Onslaught, there you go.
There you go. You totally rock.
Plug.
Keep up the awesome podcasting. Well, thank you, Becca.
And we'll be expecting your check. Please write it out to you.
Please make it out to Ian Cold. E-A-N-C-O-L-L.
All right. No, please. Just make it out to Cash, and I think we'll be fine.
All right, so Hailstorm says, just listen to The Sims podcast. I'm surprised to hear that none of you ever sank to my level while playing The Sims or The Sims 2. While, yes, I made all of those torture rooms and all, I eventually found out about the modding community and found a new evil fun to have. I used to run what can be best described as breeding experiments, taking famous movie or TV stars and crossbreeding them to see what the kids would turn out like.
Oh, since we're talking about sim experiments, why don't you, Kevin, tell your little story about...
Oh, we forgot to tell about the story. Yeah. So I had a roommate before. His name was Ian Cole. And his name was similar to Ian Cole, actually.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that. It uses a lot of the same letters and vowels. And I created a apartment for the Sims there, and using a few people, mainly that roommate and me. I created my room, then I created his room, which was just filled with... It was very much like his room, in which it was like a giant human hamster area. You know, with like newspaper on the ground. And
did it have
and
a giant wheel?
Stuff everywhere. No. But it was just filled with cereal and crap like that.
All right.
So we did this experiment, and I just let them alone. You know, they had their own behaviors based upon each other as well. And the virtual version lived just as similarly as the real one. In fact... Very similarly, like leaving trash on the floors and letting things die and not cleaning the dead things. And then my guy would just not go through his way to get out the door. He would go out through the back, which is what I did too. Yep.
Wow.
And that is, you know, virtual life emulating or even too deeply emulating real life.
No kidding. All right.
Didn't your Sims character die though?
Like, yes, mine died.
Okay, yours died.
not the other one.
Not the other.
So I'm going to try this in Sims 3 just to see what will happen.
Roommate.
Yes, the other Ian Cole roommate.
All right, so our last email for the day is from Peter Moody. Hello from the wonderful state of Pennsylvania. Greetings to the masters, mistresses, and robot overlords of the Sortiverse.
Wow, very good.
Yeah, I found your podcast a little while ago through a link on 3-Panel Soul. And was quickly and inevitably hooked. I'm currently winding my way through your archives and would like to comment on a couple things besides just the general awesomeness that your show contains. I completely understand the hate the Star Wars prequel trilogy gets. In fact, my younger sister originally thought that the reason why they were so generally awful is because George Lucas had died between them doing Return of the Jedi and The Phantom Menace.
Well, that would explain
actually...
it. He some might have died a little bit theorist. In the inside.
He might have, his soul might have died, or his brain, or he might have died and they replaced him with a robot.
That's my theory, the last one.
Yeah.
So here's the funny part of this email. However, if you try your best to ignore the main characters, I think the prequel trilogy becomes a pretty interesting political narrative about the fall of the Republic. Even with this modification, I will grant that the prequels can be a lot better.
Yeah, there was an interesting story in there. You have to ignore a lot to see it.
A lot.
It's true, although I personally think that they were a little bit too overt by the time they got to at least to the third one. You've lost all sense of subtlety and debate.
Well, basically, like, and then, like, the earlier films, they were, like, too subtle in that, like, that's why, like, I remember for that podcast, I was asking, like, so what was going on? Why were they doing this? Why were they doing that? You know, I get that it was all cover-up for Palpatine to do his thing, but it was like, the plot itself was, like, that he came up with, like, how? Why?
Yeah.
I think I've been watching the Clone Wars series now, and actually I think that takes care of the whole what's been going on during that whole period. I really think that's what should have been presented in the prequels with, you know, the political stuff, leave it in the background, but just set it up, go do your adventure, and come back. Not this sort of everyone splits off, so one person's here talking this. And I know that's the structure for the Star Wars films, especially like Empire, they split everybody up, same thing with Jedi. But it doesn't. Those work because it's a very simple presentation as to what the goal is. Whereas in the prequels, the goal is presented in a way that's really difficult to know what are they doing going here and there. There's so much embellishment about the doing rather than why.
Yeah.
And that's what really kind of holds back the prequels. And you know, I could probably go and watch the prequels again and not get that upset by it. I think it's fine. I just don't think it's
good.
I don't think it's something I would get crazy and praise about, but I think it is an acceptable entertainment, and unlike Indiana Jones 4.
I remember like going to like one of the main major Star Wars websites, and they had a this is before the Clone Wars series. They had like a big kind of blog thing, a history of General Grievous. And I was reading, I'm like, this is actually really interesting. Why can't they have put this into the movie?
Yeah, instead they just he shows up and he's coughing and nobody knows why. And
I thought he just had a cold.
Nobody knows that. People thought he was a robot. They didn't even know he was actually, you know, a creature or anything.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's like, why does this robot have tuberculosis? That's what I said out loud.
I'll explain that. By the time that came out, they had the first Clone Wars series where
right.
they explained
yeah.
why he
the
was
The Samurai Jack style one.
That's the problem, is that they shouldn't
explain,
put
by
that
the way,
there.
The history of the character, which this site explained.
Mace Windu,
that history was really interesting to me.
Mace Windu hits him in the chest, and that's why he has the cough.
Yeah, that, by the way, is one of the most baller moves I've seen in the whole mythology. Take this. You thought you got away. Crunch.
Yeah, it was, if you haven't seen the Clone Wars series, at least that original series, it was Mace Windu does a force grab thing and breaks his chest.
Oh, I love that's Tartakovsky, right? That's the name of the guy that created Samurai Jack. I love that series. I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed that series. And not
especially
so
because
the
there wasn't that much talking.
Well, it's also they were 3 minutes each.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much talking. The new Clone Wars series has talking. I think it's fine. I think it's actually, some of the stuff I've seen is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not that bad. The problem is that the one episode of Clone Wars
movie?
That I've seen...
The movie's pretty bad.
The one episode of Clone Wars I've seen, I saw on TV when we were in Seattle, and it had Jar Jar in it. Oh. He doesn't show up in too many of them. And as is the case in a lot of series where you say, this series is really good, there are, of course, a handful of episodes that make their way in there that you're like, all right, they shouldn't have released this one. And inevitably, when you get your friend, oh no, this series is great, it's on TV now, watch, that's the episode that shows up. Which is why I can't watch the Clone Wars, because I keep seeing Jar Jar. So there's one last question in here.
All right.
On a completely different note, you mentioned Pliny the Younger as a beer. As a bit of a beer connoisseur myself, that got me wondering about your experiences with the various craft breweries in California. So Kevin, take this one away.
Russian River, California. Still waiting to do that one trip up there. I know I'm taking Ian Cole and whoever else. I don't know. I always drink.
I have been to two breweries in the Bay Area, although one I didn't drink at, and that was years ago. Actually, it was because my roommate at the time, he was working for EX at that time, and he had, and like I was basically volunteered to drive some guests around the Bay Area. And so we stopped by a brewery, and we ate there. The other one was Pyramid, which has pretty bad food, actually.
Pyramid has terrible food. Their beer is okay. They have an okay Pilsner. And
I don't know. I've never been a fan of beer.
So anyway, that's Peter Moody, and that's the last mail for the week. Oh, sorry. Ian wanted to talk about beer.
Oh, what about Mr. Cole?
Ian always wants to talk about beer. If you're looking for California small breweries... being a Davis grad, I, of course, have to say Sudworks makes us a couple of very good beers. And I don't know if they're still doing food, but when they were, it was delicious, old-style German food. A lot of meats, a lot of potatoes, very good. But also the Etna Brewery up Northern California is really small, but makes some nice stuff. And so if you're ever up in that area, I recommend trying it. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll try and get through one bottle of those beers without passing out.
I don't know. Think about it. Like, you and I, we both have, like, some of our own specific ones we go out specifically to drink. I know for you, too, like Pliny the Elder. You're a Pliny the Younger, not a Pliny the Elder guy, right?
Probably.
Yeah, so me, like, Pliny the Elder, I like Young's Double Chocolate Stout, which I have a bottle of in there. I'm going to get that out pretty soon. Old Speckled Hen, that's the English one. It only comes in a can. It's pretty nice. I can't remember all of a sudden. Damnation from Russian River. Actually, all the Russian River ones are good. Even Consecration at $30 a bottle.
Good Lord. Holy crap.
It's a $7.50. It's not a $3.75.
Yeah.
So it's like a $15 bottle.
All right. Well, that's the end of the mailbag. Do you guys have any shout outs or anything like that to just
talk
about?
I like to give a shout out to Ian Cole. That's it.
You don't have to shout, dude. I'm right here.
It's a shout out.
Okay. Son?
I will say that after, I think, 6 or 7 episodes of Stargate Universe. It is getting a little better. Still kind of boring, though. But it's showing at least more promise than it did starting out.
My final shout-out is to Alex Lau, who, when my Xbox 360 died a horrible, horrible death 2 minutes into Bayonetta, you may have seen me on Twitter. My post went, "No! Oh!"
I don't think that's how you're supposed to use Twitter.
Yeah, it's how I used it. That was the sound of ultimate suffering coming from my my heart as my Xbox died. But he let me borrow his Xbox. I'm currently playing Bayonetta, and it is just as awesome as I thought it would be.
Lego Rock Band was a disappointment. I exported the songs, and I'm already ready to ship it out to some guy that's giving me full credit for it.
Wow, that's nice.
Yep. Even knowing that he's only going to get the disc, too, so I'm giving him the whole thing except for the code.
Huh, okay. All right. Well, that was stuff number 32. You can find us on the internet at s-words-podcast.com. You can also send us email at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Kevin, what's that little happy place that you have on the internet?
Twitter.com/s_words, although it's not been so happy lately.
Yeah, well, it's gotten
filled
more
filled with grime and germs and rot.
What? All right, good night, folks.
I sleep on a pile of hay.
Hello and welcome to the S. Ooh, I'm loud. Hello and welcome to the S words.
Stop segment.
Hello.